This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown, and we're coming to you from the Union Building on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin on this Friday. It's site of the 7th Annual Texas Tribune Festival. Now, the way this festival is built, there are several issue tracks that mirror what people are talking about under the Pink Dome. And in the last two legislative sessions, for sure, there's been a lot of talk about the age of criminal responsibility. Should 17-year-olds be treated as adults in our criminal justice system? Well, that's currently okay under Texas law, but a growing number of lawmakers are calling for a serious rethink to bring Texas in line, at least, with most of the rest of the nation. Proponents of raising the age to 18 cite new research on cognitive development, and they talk about lowered recidivism rates. But as the Texas Standard's Alon Stevens tells us, there may be another reason such a change could benefit the Lone Star State.
I want you to take a listen to this.
Puss, you got any idea what they do to eggs in San Ricardo prison? I'll tell you this, my friend. It ain't over easy.
Oh. That is a clip from the 2011 animated film Puss in Boots, where Humpty Dumpty realizes he might have to go to prison. It's been criticized for being a not-so-subtle joke about prison rape. In fact, a number of references in the media have come under scrutiny for these types of jokes, everything from the New York Post to SpongeBob SquarePants. And the jokes aren't just offensive. They also speak to this larger issue, one about how prison rape has been normalized in the minds of many Americans. It's for that reason that back in 2015, at an NAACP rally, then-President Barack Obama made this comment.
We should not be tolerating overcrowding in prison. We should not be tolerating gang activity in prison. We should not be tolerating rape in prison. And we shouldn't be making jokes about it in our popular culture. That's no joke. These things are unacceptable.
You see, back in 2003, the federal government instituted something called the Prison Rape Elimination Act. That law allowed the feds to research the occurrence of sexual assaults in prisons. Based on that research, provisions were implemented across the country in 2012 to try and combat the crime, including rules that sought to protect at-risk groups. One of those groups being those under the age of 18. That creates a problem because guess what? In the eyes of the Texas criminal justice system, 17-year-olds are considered adults. For Texas correctional officers, that means an extra set of rules and protections must be applied to that group. Sergeant Ruthie McCain is the Prison Rape Elimination Act coordinator for the Dallas County Sheriff's Department.
Well, we have to make sure that we keep them out of sight and sound of the adult inmates unless they are under direct supervision. So anytime we move them or escort them anywhere, there has to be an officer on site to protect them from the adult population.
When it comes to 17-year-olds, the Dallas County Sheriff's Department houses about 60 at any given time, which has caused the department to have to build out an extended area to house them away from everybody else. It's an undertaking that is also quite expensive. Sergeant McCain told me that the compliance has cost them over $3 million a year extra. But for small counties that may only house one or two 17-year-olds at any given time, compliance takes a different form. Michelle Deitch is a professor of public affairs at the University of Texas at Austin.
For many of these jails, the only option is to put them into solitary confinement. And if they're in solitary confinement, they're at high risk of developing mental health problems. And in fact, youth in those situations have a very high risk of suicide. And there have been around the country many highly publicized incidents of youth committing suicide in solitary confinement.
This is particularly concerning in jails, where the accused have yet to be convicted and are simply waiting for trial. In the meantime, for 17-year-olds in the state of Texas, they're stuck in limbo between federal regulations and state law. I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.